Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, lie back, relax, and listen as we have a calm conversation about something mundane that hopefully relieves your stress, perhaps your anxiety, and helps you find your way to sleep. And if it does none of those, well, thank you for being on this journey with us. I'm your host, Marco Timpano.
I'm Amanda Barker. You know, Marco, what you just said actually reminded me of something I heard today. So right now I'm listening to Brené Brown's Atlas of the Heart. Beautiful book. It's all about the languaging that we use to express ourselves.
Wonderful.
And our emotional states. It's fantastic. And one of the things that she says is that she actually has to put on a mystery on TV. She said a really mundane one, usually one she already has seen before. And that allows her a perfect state of what she calls boredom that inspires her creativity. Isn't that interesting?
That's wonderful. Yeah. I totally get it.
So that's how she writes. She puts on, she needs that. She goes, now, if I didn't put the mystery on, my brain wouldn't go to that relaxed place. So she puts it on, starts to watch it, and then has a notepad by her side. And that's how she writes.
I thought you meant that's what she uses to sleep, but clearly that's what she uses to write.
Well, to relax.
To relax. Okay.
And to get her mind relaxed enough that it begins to wander. And in that wandering, which I find I need to do when I'm trying to sleep.
Right.
I need to get into that sort of state where I can just go on the journey of wherever my mind takes me until it eventually leads me to a dream. But for her, it's the same sort of thing, but it's wherever it takes her to lead her to ideas, thoughts, creative intentions.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, Amanda's today was the first fluffy snowfall here in our city. And the snow came this afternoon and it was just...
It's still going.
Oh, it's still going.
It's a proper snowstorm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a storm, but it's a proper snow.
I think it will. I mean, it's been snowing.
Right.
Yeah. A beautiful snowstorm.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. Like watching the snow sort of gently drift and accumulate on the branches of the trees that no longer have leaves.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And then, of course, night falls a bit earlier. So,
I mean, it started at 4:00.
I know.
Yeah.
And so we ended up having dinner early, but we had some food that really was conducive to a snowy winter day. So it was really lovely and it felt very cozy in the home. And that's always a lovely place to be when you see the snow falling and it's cozy in the home.
Yeah, it's definitely cozy. I'm so determined by light. When the darkness comes, I'm like, well, that's it. That's my day.
And there you go.
Time to read.
Time to read. And Amanda, you like to read in the bath.
I like to read everywhere.
You like to read everywhere. It's true.
But the bath is just a logical place for me to open a book and be on my own and go on a journey. Like we were saying, when I read, I that's someone else sort of determining the journey in a really relaxed way.
We were actually looking into a journey, a possible journey we might be taking. And I love to mention it on the podcast because as we've discovered, listeners will give us recommendations mm-hmm. of places or things to see when we're there. So we've been looking into possibly going to Stowe, Vermont in the next couple of weeks.
We have been. We've heard that there's some lovely holiday festivities happening there. And you have a birthday coming soon.
That's right.
I thought that might be a nice little side birthday trip.
There's also the Von Trapp family lodge there. And Amanda knows I'm a big fan of The Sound of Music, the movie.
You are, yeah.
And that's where the Von Trapps ended up, you know, settling when they came to the U.S. in Vermont, and they opened up a ski lodge.
I think you have some Austrian blood in you, I think.
I love Austria, so, you know, it would not disappoint me to find that out.
Well, you're from near there, I think, or some of your ancestry.
That's right.
Is from near there. You should do one, a DNA test and find out.
Yeah, that's not for me.
You're a Von Trapp.
That's not for me, the DNA tests. I just...
I don't understand that.
I don't know. I just don't... I don't need... And plus, I don't think they're as accurate as you want
them
to be.
Well, that I would agree with. But I think it's interesting. I'd like to do a 23andMe because I can do a deep dive into who I am
sure.
and who I am. I don't know if it'll reveal anything new, but it might be interesting.
Perhaps. But speaking of holidays, you mentioned holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Our holiday episodes are coming up December 1st, every day in December.
Yeah.
And that means our last regular episode will be on the 30th. So we have this episode and then two more, Amanda. And we're done for the season. So I just wanted to let our listeners know that we're going to be finishing up season 6.
Well, done for this season, but then we go into the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
What do you have planned this year for the holiday season for this podcast?
We have some goodies. The thing with the holiday episodes is that they tend to be peppier by nature. So they're not necessarily going to be sleep-inducing episodes, but there's plenty in our catalog. And I just remind our listeners so that people don't get upset when they start hearing episodes that are a little bit more, let's say, jocular.
Well, just for them to know, they're still comforting. They're
sure
still relaxing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're comforting happy episodes versus comforting snowfall episodes.
Comfy
well, summer,
and cozy,
snowfall.
As we like to say. Comfy and cozy episodes. And, you know, I have to also say, you know, when the weather is a little bit cooler and the snow falls, I usually put on a nice sweater
mm-hmm.
or a long sleeve. What would you call this kind of a shirt? It's a comfortable shirt, but it's a kind of like a...
I don't know. A Henley? No.
No, it's kind of like a...
Jersey?
Jersey type shirt that's so comfortable. So I wore that all afternoon and it felt great.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one in a while. That's mm-hmm. making a comeback.
Making a comeback. Do you have comfortable clothes you wear when it's cold outside, Amanda?
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing some right now. You know me. Most of my clothing has been repurposed from other things.
Sure.
So this is actually a shirt that I bought it online a few years ago. And it feels more like pajamas than proper clothing. So that's what I'm wearing. And then these were my friend Dale's sweatpants, so they're nice and worn in, and they're very comfortable.
And we have our mittens and scarves that we've pulled out of our storage.
Mm-hmm.
I see they're making an appearance in rotation.
They all go into Moroccan poofs. I use Moroccan poofs that we have for extra seating, as also extra storage.
We should mention what a poof is in case people aren't familiar with it. It's kind of like a...
I don't know what... Yeah,
it's
another word for it.
It's a round, circular, modular, ottoman-type structure.
I guess.
That you can
made
use.
Of leather.
You can use... It doesn't have to be leather.
No, it doesn't have to be. These ones are, though.
These ones happen to be, but you can use them to put your feet up. You can use them as a place to sit.
Yeah.
But they're like little... circles.
Beanbag chairs almost.
Almost beanbaggy, but we fill ours up with the seasonal clothes that we're not using.
Well, this time of year, they're a little more beanbaggy because my summer clothes just don't take up the same amount of girth.
Sure.
As my winter sweatpants and jackets and scarves and mittens. So the summer shawls and bathing suits that go in there, they fill it up, but just not quite the same. So it actually makes for, in my opinion, a more comfortable seat.
Oh.
But anyway, that's what I put in there for the most part, and a couple of blankets and things in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So they serve for me double purpose. I have two. One for seasonal clothing storage, and then obviously two for extra seating.
We also have a couple of electric fireplaces in our home.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Which are really lovely. If you're considering getting one, the glow of that fireplace, the one downstairs, mm-hmm. is either a beautiful blue or more of a flame orange.
Mm-hmm.
And they can really heat up a room.
Or together, which makes it kind of pink.
Oh, yes. Pink, purpley pink, kind
the,
of.
The orange and blue together,
yeah.
is the third option.
Mm-hmm. We don't use the third option as much. But it can be rather lovely and can really heat up a small room.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they work as space heaters ultimately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have one there. And then we do have one in our bedroom, but it's, I don't know how much longer it has.
It's not casting the beautiful glow anymore.
It doesn't have, the light doesn't work. I think you tried to fix it, but it's no.
It has an odd rattle to it.
But it has a comfort. In fact, that rattle gives me some comfort because then I know it's winter time once I hear that on, yeah. And I usually put it on a little timer. So many nights we've fallen asleep to the sort of soft churning that fireplace makes. We got that one actually with points sort of many years ago.
That's right.
Like we didn't pay for it. We got it for free through a point system.
We should mention, so for our international listeners, this might sound a little bit strange, but we
really?
Have... Well, it was actually faux cash that we used.
I didn't know if you wanted to get into that.
I think we should because it's quite funny for people.
Okay.
For people in Canada.
That's why I said points, but it wasn't actually points.
They'll recognize it, mm-hmm. but for anyone who's outside of Canada, they might think it's very odd. So there's this company in Canada, and they're not a sponsor of the show. So I say that with, you know, they could be if they want to, but I'm not recommending the company. But they're called Canadian Tire.
They may not want to be after this story.
Well, we'll see. It's their tough luck, I would say. But
yeah.
They're called Canadian Tire. So you would think you buy tires there, and you can. But it's more than just tires. It sort of morphed from a place that sold tires to a place that sold all kinds of automobile goods. Then it started to branch out into housewares.
Yeah.
And then paints and sporting goods. And it just became a place kind of like a...
Bicycles, hula hoops... Blenders.
Like a Walmart-y
cutlery.
Type place.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
It really is a catch-all kind of hardware store.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them have groceries as well.
Each one is, really?
Yeah, some of them have groceries,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like limited things
like
you can get.
Chips and things, yeah.
No, I think that it's more extensive than that.
Oh,
or,
really?
Or they tried it in a couple of stores. It doesn't matter, really. Wow. But
what we would call chips.
But. What they had for the longest time were Canadian dollars. Canadian Tire dollars, I think.
Yeah, not Canadian dollars,
no,
but their own system of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time you would make a purchase, they would hand you,
I 20 mean,
back,
cents.
Back in the money days when
yeah.
people used cash, they'd hand you your change, however. Or if you paid with a card, I guess they wouldn't, but they'd always hand you a bill of this Canadian Tire money.
Right. And it would be different colors that weren't like the Canadian dollar bills,
mm-hmm.
But it would be in small denominations.
Like 5 cents, 10 cents, et cetera.
And it would be based, I think, on the amount that you purchased. So the more you purchased.
Right, a percentage.
The more Canadian Tire money.
Yeah, so if you spend $100, maybe you get 10 cents back. I don't know what the deal was, but.
And so for many Canadians, you would just sort of put that money aside and you would let it accrue. Because to bring 30 cents to Canadian Tire, it wouldn't do much to your purchase.
Right. So some people would just use it, but it was very common that older Canadians, your neighbor, your uncle,
your grandparents
sure. would have in a junk drawer or in a dresser or in the kitchen somewhere a sort of wad of this Canadian Tire money that they were saving up to get something special or for a rainy day or whatever.
And it would seem like the hugest wad, as if you were some sort of, you know, old-timey gangster with just a wad of bills.
I mean, when you imagine that each bill was 5 cents, 10 cents. I think they went up to a dollar, right?
I think you could even get your hands on $2 ones, but you would have to make a really large purchase.
Yeah, those were considered, those were like the highest denomination.
Sure.
So you can only imagine the amount of bills it would take to even get $10, never mind,
right,
like 100 or whatever.
Well, we were fortunate because we had been accumulating a lot of those bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had enough to purchase a electric fireplace.
That's true.
I think we had to kick in some of our own money, but the majority of it was paid for.
It was quite a substantial wad.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you kind of want, if you've been saving up for so long, I mean, it's the same with points, but this was sort of the tactile tangibleness of it. You have so much of these bills, you want to get something substantial with
sure.
it, you know? And so I think it might have been my idea. This fireplace, it's a fireplace storage unit, and it was on sale, so it was already discounted.
Right.
And then I thought, oh, we actually have maybe just enough Canadian Tire money to purchase this electric fireplace. And I wanted it for our bedroom. We had
yes.
nowhere to put, I think we wanted a TV in the bedroom. Were those people? Different people have different opinions, but we love to have soothing TV, as we've talked about many times,
of
on
course.
Sometimes at night. Not always, but sometimes. So we needed a place to put the TV. So I said, I love having a fireplace in the bedroom. It's one of my great joys from childhood is being in my parents' bedroom with the fire going.
Sure.
So, you know, we're not going to have a real fireplace because we're in the city and we're not allowed and so on. So I loved it. I still love it at night, even though it barely, you know, it's doesn't owe us anything,
sure.
as they say, because we have had that unit since at least 15 years, I think.
There
now.
You go. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a long time.
It is a long time. And I think you can have fireplaces in the city. One of our listeners sent us a report that you could.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
But not a new, like older homes, right?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't recall. It?
Well, we don't have one in any event.
No, in any event, we don't
yeah.
have one. But so, yeah, we might have to get a new one. Do we have any Canadian Tire money in this home?
Well, now it's a points card system,
oh,
I think.
They finally phased it out.
Yeah. But it was nice to have that with that money. So maybe the deal is whatever we buy to replace it has to be on points.
Right.
And you know me, I'm a big love and collector of all kinds of point system things. So I'm sure I probably have them in some
sure,
capacity.
Sure. Amanda's very good at ensuring that we collect the points whenever there's a point system.
Almost always, yeah. There's a few things that have escaped me, but for the most part, I'm pretty on it, yeah.
And then it's always lovely to use your points for anything, big or small. And I remember one time, this was years ago, we were either newly married or we were, you know, a year away from getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the drugstores had this interesting sort of way to get lipstick. And I think I had to print a coupon from a website, and I could get a free lipstick.
I don't remember that.
This was so long ago. You'll remember if I mentioned the name of the lipstick brand. It was Quo, Q-U-O. Do you remember I got all these Quo lipsticks?
No.
Well, this is like 13, 14 years ago. But what I did was I got all these lipsticks using coupons. So I would print the coupon, and I would go to the drugstore, and I would get a color. Then I would print another coupon. I would go to a different drugstore, so it didn't seem like I was,
scam we were running.
I was running a scam. And I put them in your stocking for Christmas.
Oh, you did?
And it happened to be a year where money was very tight, and
yeah.
so I was able to really—
Those pre-wedding years.
Yeah.
I was in some sense. But yeah.
And I was able to use the points to get you some Christmas gifts.
I don't remember that.
Quo.
I didn't realize you
Quo,
did that.
Yeah.
I know you got me these organic, and I still have some of them because they just seem to be never ending, organic lip glosses that we were doing a promotional gig.
Oh, that was so long ago, yeah.
I know. I still have them, though.
Wow.
I keep one by my desk if I'm on a Zoom call. Yeah.
When it comes to lip balm, I just want, for the record, and for this podcast to recognize, I like a cherry flavored lip balm. Curious to know what our listeners like. And for some reason,
you're very particular with your lip balm flavors.
We have so many flavors of lip balm, none of which are cherry.
I should argue that they're not really flavors because you're not eating them, but
I take a little bite out of it every time I use it. A little tasty chunk.
I've been, you know, really into the circular lip balms, the EOS lip balms.
Yes.
They're not a sponsor either, but I like them because they're kind of easy to grab. It's an interesting thing. You wouldn't necessarily think so, but because they're in little sort of egg ball kind of shape, if they're at the bottom of your purse or in a backpack on the plane, when you reach in, you can grab it.
Right.
And I have them by my nightstand too. And if it's dark or I can't really see,
you can feel.
The lip balm. It's just a funny thing. So I've tended to use those, but I'm sorry, they don't. None of the ones I've gotten have a cherry distinction. To lots of pomegranate.
Nope.
Grapefruit.
No, I like Katy Perry, like a cherry flavored lip balm.
Katy Perry.
Yeah. She sings about it in one of her songs.
Cherry chapstick.
Yeah. Chapstick? It's a lip balm. It's a chapstick.
Suppose.
Yes. Thank you. And, you know, a lot of people say I'm a very difficult person to buy for. Well, okay. There you go. All I ever want in this world is just cherry chapstick.
Okay. Well, I'll have to remember that and buy you a bunch.
Stocking stuffers.
I'm not good with buying you gifts. I need to have an app that I keep by myself, like on my phone all the time. Mm-hmm. And every time you say something, I need to put it in the app.
Oh, that's a great app. Maybe we should develop that app.
Yeah.
A present app.
Because then I get to actually buying for you and then I draw a huge blank. Mm-hmm. And there's been so many moments over the year where I'm like, oh, that's a good present for you. And I think I'll remember them. Mm-hmm. And then I don't.
It's okay. It's not a big thing.
Cherry chapstick.
Cherry chapstick. You can always listen back to the podcast.
That sounds like a thing to warm up your mouth, like a tongue twister, like cherry chapstick.
You also love those, I don't know what they're called, but they're like little heating things you put in your gloves or your toes.
Hand warmers.
They're kind of like made of a...
I love them.
You certainly use them and you're always grateful when you have them.
Sure. I always have a set on me. I usually steal them from set, to be honest.
Right.
Like they're always, whenever I film anything, they usually have them in the craft truck for anybody who has cold hands or mm-hmm. toes. So I always grab a pair or two.
But we had a whole bunch that we got.
Yeah, we had a box of them.
We still do.
I think it's actually packed away.
So we have that near hats and gloves. And then you kind of like shake it and it warms up your hands for a couple of hours. You put them in your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And your pockets and your hands remain toasty. And now they have toe ones too that you put in your boots.
Yeah. Well, they're the same company. You know, it's time to open up our holiday cabinet. We talked about it last year and we packed it up and then did a podcast on that. Well, mm-hmm. It's been sitting there and those toe warmers and hand warmers are in that cabinet,
mm-hmm.
packed away very nicely. So we need to, it's time to open all that up.
Okay. Well, that's, we'll save that for a holiday episode.
Okay.
But we're talking about accoutrements that
we'll do an unboxing of our cabinet from last year.
Sure, sure. Maybe we'll videotape it and we'll put it on videotape.
I say it too.
No one videotapes anymore.
I know. Nobody tapes nor videos. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. But that's a good idea, actually. We could, who knows what secrets and presents we left for ourselves last year. I know I opened up the cabinet and saw that there were socks and realized I bought them for my dad for next year.
That's right.
On major, you know, clearance.
That's another great thing to do is, you know, after the holidays, purchase gifts
mm-hmm.
at a discounted rate for, you know, the following year,
yeah.
if you have the space to
keep sure.
them. Yeah. Yeah. So there's all kinds of things we do when the weather gets a bit snowy here in Canada. I know a lot of our listeners in the Southern Hemisphere are experiencing what's starting to be summer. And so,
true.
And so they don't have to deal with any of that.
Only once, I think, I've been to the Southern Hemisphere during the winter. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Where were you?
I was in Argentina for my birthday when I turned 16.
Oh, you were there for your birthday?
Yeah, it was around, it was after Christmas.
Okay.
Because I spent New Year's there. It was around that time of the year anyways.
I was in Australia for Christmas Eve many years ago. That's the only time, I think. And I loved it. It was super fun. But yeah, I guess that's the only time that I've sort of been on the other side of the holidays, if you will. But
there's something so lovely to be somewhere warm when you know that it's cold in your hometown. I always love that feeling.
There's a really sweet song called Christmas on the Beach. That's a Canadian song. It's not well known, but I always put it in my
playlist.
Spotify playlist, if anybody wants to find me on Spotify. It's in my Christmas playlist there. And there's something it's just a very fun, playful song. And you and I often do spend our holidays on the beach because we're with my parents.
We get to visit your parents.
And that's where they live and choose to be. I wanted to say, too, that we had our first hot chocolates of the season today.
We did have our first hot chocolates.
You had a ruby red hot chocolate.
That's right. It's kind of pink. It's more pink, that chocolate. But I do like a ruby chocolate.
And I had a chili hot chocolate. Those are the two kinds we have, and we haven't really cracked them open since last winter. So it was kind of nice rediscovering that in the cabinet today.
There is something lovely about having a hot chocolate. It really is nostalgic and brings you to your youth when you're having it on a cold winter's day.
And your trick is to heat up the milk in our milk frother. So I know we've talked a lot about the milk frothing on this podcast. So I think it's quite a nice trick to pour some milk in the milk frother, froth it up, have it nice and hot, and then under a minute, it's all ready to go.
And I think a milk frother is the perfect gift for someone who has everything. We all have that person in our life who has everything and you don't know what to buy them.
But you need to know they're going to use it, though, because if they're not, you and I use ours almost every day. But if it's somebody who doesn't want frothed milk or anything frothy, then it's another gadget, right?
Right. But you could give them a can of hot chocolate with just a handheld frother, and they're not very pricey.
That's true.
And then they have
a mug.
And a silly little mug. And a marshmallow, too. And there you go. That's a lovely gift. There you go. It's all about,
it's a good teacher gift.
Yeah, that's a perfect teacher gift, actually. And on that note, we hope that you have been inspired by some of the things that we've mentioned on the podcast. And we'd love to know what your favorite flavor of lip balm or chapstick, because chapstick's a lip balm, right?
It's a type of, it's a brand
it's
of
a
lip
brand,
balm.
Yeah. Right.
EOS is another one we mentioned.
Burt's Bees has some.
Or are we listing
why we're listing companies that aren't sponsors of the show, but I just don't want to single anyone out.
Well, those are three really solid choices in the world of lip balm.
Or one could make their own lip balm.
So I'll tell you, I've been saving all my EOS containers to do exactly that.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
I've been saving them and I've been meaning to do it all year. I even bought the shea butter. In fact, I did a buns trade quite a while ago, like last winter, for shea butter and beeswax. Like I have everything to make lip balm. So,
do you have cherry flavoring?
I could get some.
Because then you don't have everything to make.
Fair enough. Well, now I know what I'm going to be doing over my holidays.
Very well. Until the next episode, we hope this one brought you some cheer and maybe had you drifting off. Until next time, we hope you were able to listen and sleep.